This is VOA News. I'm Lisa Melton. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday called for the punishing of those behind the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. He added that the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh should be continued. Khamenei called Fakhrizadeh a prestigious nuclear and defense scientist and said he was martyred by the hands of criminal and cruel mercenaries. Their remarks appeared in a statement on the Supreme Leader's official website. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani on Saturday accused Israel of acting as a mercenary for the United States and seeking to create chaos. He was blaming Israel for the attack. He vowed a response, in his words, in due time. He pledged his country will not fall into a so-called trap. Rouhani spoke in a televised speech on Saturday, a day after the scientist was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard. That's a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. He later died at a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and video shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood pooled on the road. Israel has declined to comment, but it put its embassies around the world on high alert, according to Israeli N12 News. A spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry told Reuters the ministry does not comment on matters of security for its representatives abroad.